We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
I do want to get our next guest on the show because if there is anybody who is in love with the greatest quarterback of all time, it is our pal Fitzy from TownieNews.com.
Yo, kid!
And quite a feat yesterday for GOAT, Fitzy. Quite a feat yesterday.
Yeah, first things first, terrible tragedy in Cambridge over there. Put me down for 100 on the fun, Hillman. I'm good for it.
Oh, you're the best. All right, thank you so much.
I'll take care. Yeah, as soon as I get in front of some Wi-Fi, I'll make that action happen, Captain. That's terrible. And everyone else, reach deep. There's like two less Paw Patrol toys your kids can get by with.
Right.
Just get, you know, help out everyone. Look, I can imagine what could possibly be worse than having a fire wipe out everything you have when you don't have renter's insurance. Maybe you do have some Christmas toys in the house and some gifts, and that all gets burned up. That would be the worst. The only thing that could possibly be worse would be being coached by Jeff Fisher playing Tom Brady.
Now, Fitzy, can you believe that they gave him a contract extension? Chump.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, we were deriding Jeff Fisher all last week, you know, talking about how, like, you guys, there's no way I'm not going to be able to prepare for Brandon and Danny. The next thing you know, Bledsoe's going to complete one to Troy Brown, and then, of course, there's going to be so much quarterback pressure from Seymour and Jarvis Green, we're screwed when we go up there today. I mean, he's such a numbnut, but we can't make fun of him. He's the smartest man in the world, you guys. He is an absolute genius. He's a nose-stache killer, first of all. He's the only coach in the NFL who actually has one of those mustaches that grows out of his nose. Awesome. He's a nose-stache killer, number one. And number two, if you watched Hard Knocks, a.k.a. Taking Ambien at 10 p.m. every Tuesday on HBO, that show was friggin' boring as hell.
Yeah.
You saw, like, his incredible house that he had in Montana. I'll tell you exactly where this whole celebrity sex robot industry came from. Jeff Fisher Laboratories. That guy's sitting on $1 billion, and he invented the sex bot because he's got so much money from being such a terrible coach.
I mean, when it comes to game preparation, is it an issue if you can't put your hands on the challenge flag as the head coach? I mean, if you can't find it, does that reflect poorly on the rest of your game preparation?
He couldn't find it. He couldn't find a clue. Couldn't find the challenge flag. Had no idea who he was playing. For all he knew, it actually was. He's like, well, I wish somebody told me we were traveling in a time machine because now we're playing the 2001 Patriots. What's going on here? He's such an ignoramus. And it was such a, like, you want to talk about just like getting in a, like, here it is, we got whiteout conditions today. Talk about just like the equivalent of being 8 years old and hopping in a sled and just going down some bunny hills at a golf course of a win for Brady to get number 201. That was a cakewalk yesterday. No challenge presented.
Well, that feat in itself, I don't think there's anybody. I mean, there's obviously a lot of hate for this mm-hmm. franchise and around the country, and but I don't think there's anybody who can deny that he is the greatest quarterback of all time after that yesterday. And by the way, he's got a long way to go. I mean, so he passes Peyton in less games than Peyton had. He gets win number 201. He's the winningest quarterback in NFL history. They put that stat up during the game about fourth quarter comebacks, and he's really the only quarterback who has, when it comes to percentage-wise, has a positive level on that as far as winning games in the fourth quarter from a comeback perspective. I mean, there should be no doubt in anybody's mind, Fitzy, that he's the single greatest quarterback ever to play the game, ever.
Dang it, Brady, just passed me.
I love it. Oh, you're talking about, like, oh, yeah, there's some hate for this franchise. Are you kidding me? The hate does not bother me. I so embrace it. Like, I treat hate like when I get like a medium vanilla cone at Dairy Queen and there's extra crunch coat that starts running off and melting in the summer and you just get it all over your face. I just bathe in it. I just rub it all over the place. I love it so much. Other people's hate is the most delicious thing in the world to a Patriots fan. It feeds our engine. I mean, come on, we're New Englanders. We're powered by like a dislike for the weather, mild racism, alcohol, and other people's hate for each other.
Mild racism. I was saying.
It took three less seasons for him to surpass Peyton Manning. So now Peyton, he and old Brokeback Pizza, Papa John there, can just sit and have their pizza, you know, pineapple and ham top romance and their stupid commercials. And now the only guy that's really in front of him, he's got Jerry Rice and he's got Adam Vinatieri. He's going to blow past Senor Stickham in about a season or, a, you know, maybe even a half a season. And then it's only going to be Vinatieri. And people are going to look at that and say, oh, my God, the greatest kicker and the greatest quarterback of all time. With the most wins. Well, 2016, you have really sucked it, but at least we got something right, and Brady has the most wins ever.
It's amazing. It is, and I know it was just the Rams, but the defense actually looked fantastic yesterday, which I think a lot of people are probably happy about.
When Belichick really does his best work and puts together some of these sort of like better, you know, rogue squads, these mod squads of defenders, oddballs, and cast off, you know. Basically, the Bad News Bears minus Buttermaker and the beer cans in the dugout. Like, this is when the Pats are awesome, man. Like, the Van Noy guy coming in, making a pick and applying pressure. Shane McClellan digging out from underneath his terrible name to actually start making plays. Malcolm Butler with another pick. Like, the defense is, and also, you know, how about Uncle Phil, Alan Branch, scoring a win for the Patriots before they even took the field yesterday.
Yeah.
That four-game suspension rescinded, huh?
Which I never thought he was going to get out of because it's his fourth or fifth or something like that.
Yeah.
So that was good news.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nothing but wine and roses, but I'll tell you, come next Monday night, that's when they really begin the battle stretch because the Ravens served notice yesterday, and there's the smoldering remains of the previously six-win-streaking Miami Dolphins to prove it. Pats, Ravens on a Monday night in Foxborough, heading towards the playoffs. I mean, you want to talk about just like Mr. Joshua versus Riggs in the rain at the end of Lethal Weapon. This is going to be a fight.
Yeah, we just hope Bad Flacco shows up.
old heave-ho unibrow Joe? Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, Fitzy. Well, it's all is good this morning here in Titletown. It's great to talk to you, and we'll hopefully talk to you again next week.
Oh, for sure. I'll talk to you next week after the Monday Night Football. And everyone, give big. Take care of Cambridge and take care of each other if you get a chance. All right? I'll put in for that as soon as I hang up.
All right. Thank you, Fitzy. There's Fitzy from TownieNews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.